This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Well, we are ready for more action here. Tuesday, the 10th of July, on the radio. And you can listen to the DJV Show podcast as well at djvshow.com, as the ladies just pointed out. So here we go. Another hour of conversation. Jennifer not with us today, but Victoria and Kara and Doug at your service, on your side, serving you, fixing problems, making your life better. And the way to do that is to put Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, say some, and others say we will keep him off the Supreme Court no matter what. We're going to fight, fight, fight! Okay, so what else do we add to the story? Everything we need to know.
I think that's all we, that's it for right now. You know, it's, I don't think there's anything really more to say until a nomination hearing happens.
Right.
And, you know, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Kirsten Gillibrand, who's one of your senators
Kirsten
from New York.
Gillibrand.
Him, her, too, said that he can't be trusted. I'm not sure where she gets that, but anyway, he's a Bushy. And that's what I think helps to make him a little more credible. I'm trying to figure out who he reminds me of somebody. I'm looking at him doing the audio and video last night. And I'm trying to, he reminds me of somebody, I can't put my finger on it. You know who I mean?
No. I can't help you. It's probably someone that you know or someone that you've met.
Hell no, Kavanaugh! Hell no, Kavanaugh! No, no, no! Give it a rest, folks, will you? Hey, is everything is political. It reminds me of some of the things I'm connected to here in my hometown of Framingham. Tonight is a vote by the city council figuring out whether or not we're going to be able to use the transfer development rights concept, which is basically something that's now used around the country very successfully, where you are down in Baltimore County and in Fairfax County, where farmers take the right to develop their land and sell it to commercial entities, thus saving the farm and building where building is desirable. So we're trying to get that done. This is the first place in the state. Leave it to me and to us to come up with something that is new, trying to make it work.
Well, good luck.
So
I hope it works out. And I know this
Thank
has been
you.
A passion project
well,
for you for a long
for years.
Time.
Yep, right.
Well, in New York City, all we sell are air rights. That's why. So on top of every building, it sounds ridiculous, but it's real. On top of every building is a certain amount of airspace. And so if you own that building, you can sell the air rights, and someone else can build a building twice as tall if you sell them your air rights.
Right.
It's kind of the same concept, though, as what you're talking about.
Same sort of thing. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, what else do we have trending, Victoria?
Well, trending the Thai soccer team, everyone is out of the cave now. Everyone is rescued. They are all under medical observation. They're in quarantine. So far, the reports say none of the boys have a fever, which is a good sign. That means no one has an infection. They are, of course, they've been in the cave for 2.5 weeks, so they are malnourished and probably some vitamin D deficiencies, things like that. But as Kara and I were just talking off the air, the biggest puzzle piece that's left of this is this coach. What is his story? What really happened? Kara saw one report from an Australian paper, but we can't back it up. We can only found the one report saying that the kids had actually gone into the cave, then the coach wasn't the one leading them into the cave. And if that's the case, it makes a lot more sense as to why and how these kids got 2.5 miles underground or in ground into this mountain, into this cave system. Because it makes no sense that one particular part where it's such a narrow, throughway that the divers had to take off their oxygen tanks because they couldn't fit with them on their backs. That's how narrow this one spot is. No adult would continue to take children through some sort of an impasse like that.
Anybody who's got claustrophobia, just looking at the pictures, give you the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, it's... Oof. Horrible.
So anyway, but the headline, and that's all we, that's kind of what you want to know. All the 12 boys, the coach, have been rescued from the cave. So we can now move on to other exciting things that cause us headaches, like the continuing focus on reuniting children. Was it yesterday here or somebody else told me the kids were being inoculated and they got sick? Did you tell me that yesterday?
I didn't. I didn't hear that.
Somebody told me that then yesterday.
Well, right. I have some good news for the environment.
Please,
that's
help
trending.
Yourself. Yes.
This sort of sent shockwaves throughout the social media platforms late yesterday. Starbucks is eliminating plastic straws from all their stores by the year 2020, and they say that getting rid of their plastic straws will help eliminate more than 1 billion plastic straws per year. Now, we talk about plastic straws a lot on the show recently, as you know, we've become more and more aware. Plastic straws are not recyclable. And they, in most cases, end up in the oceans and waterways, and they kill fish and the marine life, and it's just a mess. And Starbucks, anytime you've gone into it, you go into a Starbucks and you look in the garbage cans when you go to, you know, throw your stuff out, and you see all those straws laying there, those big green straws, and it just, kills you.
Right. But so let me ask you this, Victoria. You and I are both environmentally conscious. There are big movements environmentally friendly. We're talking about the Grateful Dead concert, the private concert in L.A., how much money they raised to help the environment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So why is it that plastic straws, plastic bottles, anything made out of plastic are still legal? Is it the as simple as the lobbyists for the bottle companies, the plastic companies, are able to keep the Congress from passing things? In my estimation, plastic should be banned, and you don't have to look any further than the bellies of some of these whales that have washed up on shore, dying and dead because their guts are loaded with plastic from swimming around in the ocean. That's all you need to see. And then people say, well, what are we going to use to drink out of? I don't know. What'd you use to drink before plastic was used for all this stuff?
Well, that was probably styrofoam, and that's worse.
That's not, yeah.
But styrofoam has
before
been...
Before styrofoam, then. What did we, as a kid, hello, I drank out of a glass. Made out of glass. Hey, what
glass
a concept.
Glass milk bottles, right?
Yes.
The milkman came to deliver your
with
milk?
With glass bottles, correct.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and that's the thing, but I guess a lot of people, when plastic was invented, it's lighter, it's cheaper to make. It makes sense why it became such a convenience, but now we know the harmful effects of it. Like we talked about, just if you leave a bottle of plastic bottle of water in your car and it gets heated up, you're just drinking the chemicals right out of the plastic itself. So it's terrible. But for Starbucks, I think that this is a really responsible thing to do. I'd love to see Dunkin' Donuts follow in this suit, because every time I'm in a Dunkin' Donuts, the straws drive me crazy too. But Starbucks has also committed $10 million to help develop recyclable, compostable cups for their hot drinks, which is great news. And so now, instead of these plastic straws that Starbucks has, they're going to have a new cup that a lot of people are calling an adult sippy cup. And it's Frappuccino drinks and things like that will still come with a dome. Yeah. But the adult sippy cup, though, they started giving them out with the new cold brew that comes with a cold foam, which is delicious. Last time I had coffee was this. And the sippy cup lid is genius. And it made me think, why haven't they been doing this all along?
Well,
it's really easy to drink. It doesn't spill. It's a great design, and it's recyclable.
The difference, plastic isn't just plastic. Let's refine or define for a moment here what we're talking about. Because the hard plastic that's used in the sippy cup or in glasses or in more permanent, there's a permanent plastic, and then there's the flexible sort of disposable
single-use
plastic.
Single-use plastic, right.
Right, all right. We're not talking, they're not the same thing at all. Not by a long shot. So the plastic that you're describing, containers that things are held in, that sort of stuff, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the stuff that's disposable. That's it. The other stuff has a practical use and is okay as long as it doesn't go through too much heat. And frankly, if it does, it
mostly
melts and
acrylic,
you have to throw it away anyway. So,
right.
But that's the difference. You'll differentiate it between the two.
Right. Starbucks, for the cups, if you get any type of cold beverage from Starbucks, those are what they call single-use plastics.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
you use them once, you throw them out, that's it.
Plastic bottles and water comes in, same thing.
Right, same thing. So
yeah.
To eliminate the straw, Starbucks is now transitioning to the sippy cup lids, and if you do need a straw for some of the drinks that they have in the, you know, with the dome lid, like the Frappuccino drinks and those kind of, the thicker drinks, they are going to use paper straws and compostable plastic straws. So paper straws I'm not a fan of because no one's invented one that doesn't just turn to mush in your drink. So that's where a lot of people complain about that. But there are so many, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Doug, but there are so many containers now that you can buy in grocery stores like Whole Foods, and it looks like sort of plastic plates.
Yeah.
But they're actually, it's compostable plastic, so when you're finished with them, you can literally throw them right into your compost pile and it breaks down. Those
right.
are the types of plastics, and it feels like regular hard plastic. Those are the types of plastic straws that Starbucks will be using. They're going to roll this out now. The new lids and the new straws will start in Vancouver and Seattle, and then it will start rolling out from there this fall.
Yeah. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You have the information now. Let's see what you do with it. Let's see if we can help the environment somewhat more than we have been, being a little bit more conscious. This is not a preaching. I'm not here to preach, and neither is Victoria, but it's information. And if you have the information, you have the power. So you can figure out on your own, hopefully. Such is the case, or so is the case, really, for taking care of your body. My personal experience with Life Change Tea, and Victoria's as well, they became a sponsor of this program, 3 months? How long ago? 3-4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Close to, yeah, at any rate.
About that, yeah.
We were introduced to this, and we liked it right away because of how it addresses some of the things we were just talking about, in fact. What is in the food system, the processed foods, the way we have it delivered, and the plastic, all that stuff gets into your body, and man, do you need to clean it out. And that's what Life Change Tea does. You have problems with nutrition because of the food. You have trouble because of the chemicals that are coming in these plastic bottles. All this stuff gets into your body, and you need a powerful herbal formula to get it out of your body. And that's where Life Change Tea comes in. It's a specially blended, powerful herbal formula that cleans your body, gives you more energy, there's no caffeine in it whatsoever. It's a mild cleanser, daily detox. It'll help heal and bring back the energy. You'll feel younger, feel good. So get the tea. GetTheTea.com is the website for Life Change Tea. You'll find when you go to GetTheTea.com, there are other things that they have that are proprietary formulas that you can use to help cleanse other parts of your body. Visit the website at GetTheTea.com. View the other awesome supplements that they have. There are flavors for the tea. It's a very cool place. Cleanse your body. It's all organic, no GMOs, none of that stuff. And it's not available in stores. You got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com. So maintain your health. This is a supplemental tea, GetTheTea.com. You'll see, as I say, at the other, at the ready, at the other things that are in this website, you'll see a lot of things that you'll, I think, find quite helpful to keeping your liver, your kidneys, your colon clean, and what's the old expression, clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. In a sense, that's what Life Change Tea is all about. So help yourself to health. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they'll ship it to you without cost. GetTheTea.com. I drink it every day. Victoria drinks it every day. It is so good for you. Good, what's the old expression? Good and good for you. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time is 23 and change at the hour. Victoria, Kara, Doug, Stefan, with a focus on Beyonce. Well, a number of people, actually, who are performers, Global Citizen Festival, and the lineup for December in Johannesburg. Let's see here. Pharrell Williams, Eddie Vedder, Ed Sheeran. Is Ed Sheeran still around? I didn't know he was still around. Is he still performing?
He is.
Chris Martin, Beyonce, Jay-Z are going to be participating in the festival, dubbed Mandela 100, celebrating the life and work of Nelson Mandela, who would be 100 this year. Festival will take place at the FNB Stadium 3 days. Wow. Marking the passing of Mandela, December 13, 2013. Naomi Campbell, Sir Bob Geldorf,
Geldorf?
I've always done that. Geldorf. As you know, Geldorf came, was the bad guy in The Sting. Remember that movie?
I know of it, but...
I think way more people know the name Bob Geldof than the random character from that movie.
But see,
I'd even give you a pass if you were thinking of Gandalf, you know,
for
like...
him, too.
Yeah, but...
Geldof, Gandalf. Gail King is there. Tyler Perry is supposed to be there. Forrest Whitaker. A lot of people at the Global Citizens Festival. Oprah Winfrey delivers the keynote address. If you're interested in earning free tickets to Global Citizen Festival, Mandela 100, you can sign up through the Global Citizen website after the 21st of next month. Global Citizen attendees earn their tickets through the completion of various social actions in line with their mission to help others while working to eradicate extreme poverty. And there sure is plenty of it in Africa, that's for sure. The festival will be streamed, televised. So let's see.
This is always a fun concert. This was the last 2 years. There's one in Central Park, and but anyone can walk into Central Park. It's on the Great Lawn, so you can. I've kind of caught bits and pieces of it.
Have you?
But it's a really cool event, and they get a lot of young people involved in social causes. And last year it was all about literacy and helping in countries where they don't allow girls to go to school. No. That was the big cause last year. So
that was in Africa and the Middle East.
Right. Right. And so it's really great because it raises so much awareness to a younger generation. And it's pretty enticing when you can win tickets to a concert that has such star power as well.
Right.
But
this
is Chris Martin is the he's the director of the Global Citizen Festival.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is he?
Yeah. He signed on a year ago, and I think he signed up for like 7 years. He's going to do it.
Really? Good.
So he calls all of his friends and gets everybody, you know,
Let's
to
go.
Volunteer and everything.
Yep. All right, speaking of a good time, Justin Timberlake has just announced or has just been posted that he's going to perform, is it tomorrow before the final game?
Well, he has he's been performing in London this week, so I guess he had a show Monday. He's got another show Wednesday at the O2, which is one of their big arenas, but that's the same day that England plays Croatia, and so no one, either they were going to skip his concert or they didn't know what they were going to do. So he's going to open the O2 a few hours early so everyone can go and watch the game on a huge screen. Yeah, exactly.
The venue's so stoked with the liquor sales that they're going to have.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? If England loses, I feel sorry for Justin because that's going to be a raucous, rowdy crowd.
I didn't even think about that. They're going to tear the O2 down. I was just talking to Victoria about that earlier. If England loses because they're so excited to have made it this far.
What are their chances?
I don't think they're going to beat Croatia.
Victoria thinks they're going to lose. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that they win.
Yeah. For Justin Timberlake's safety, I hope they win.
Good idea. Lots of action. Summertime. A lot of these things going on that are cool. Justin, he can handle the situation. He's very good with crowds. He handles the situation well. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The big reveal at the White House last night as President Trump nominates D.C. Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to succeed retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy.
There is no one in America more qualified for this position and no one more deserving.
The 53-year-old Kavanaugh has been a judge on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. since 2006, and he's also taught law.
For the past 11 years, I've taught hundreds of students, primarily at Harvard Law School. I teach that the Constitution's separation of powers protects individual liberty.
Efforts to rescue the last four boys and their soccer coach who've been trapped in a cave in Thailand for 16 days have resumed. The eight boys who've been rescued so far are said to be in pretty good shape. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The hour, DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Get it? DJV. Clever, huh? Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. There is, I'm sort of getting into a tradition here, brewing various times of each hour. We have different formulaic things, and so entertainment comes into a focus about this time each hour. I thought you might enjoy, Victoria, a television quiz.
Okay.
The entertainment department. So here's question number one. What nation's populace watches the most TV per capita in the world? No hints. Kara, no hints? Other than maybe the...
I don't have any hints to give. I'm trying to think of the answer.
Really? Na, 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 na. Want a hint?
Yeah.
Where name of the country has five letters in it.
Someplace cold where they don't want to go outside.
Nope.
I would guess, like, Italy?
Nope.
Five letters.
Nope. Cold, very cold. Italy, very cold. Everybody at home is figuring it out.
Somewhere in South America.
Nope. The middle letter, there are two A's in the name of this country. Mm-hmm. Philly Vienna White. Flip over the thing. Two A's. Japan.
Oh.
How about that?
That is surprising. I always think of Japanese people as just working all the time.
Right. What was the first network television program with no theme music? Give you a hint. It's a news show. No theme music.
60 Minutes?
Yep, very good.
Well, it's only that ticking.
Right, that's it. That's all I have. What children's show host got card number one of the Television Actors Union? You probably aren't going to remember this. I remember him because he was Clarabelle. And before, let's see, he was Clarabelle.
I don't know.
He was known mostly for being a clown. Bob Keeshan, who was Captain Kangaroo. All right.
Huh,
what
okay.
Apollo mission transmitted the first live TV pictures from space?
11.
Nope.
13.
Seven. It was seven?
Seven
did. Yep. Let's see here. What TV network once flogged its sports programming across Inga Nelson's body? You're never going to remember that, so it was NBC. All right.
What
so,
is that? What's Inga? What?
It was some silly. It was trying to get promotion or publicity. This babe, hot babe, used her body as a screen for their TV shows.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Who needs that? All right. Let's go around the country. Michigan civil rights groups there close to collecting enough signatures to give voters the chance to decide on a state constitutional amendment this fall that'll introduce a bunch of new reforms, making it easier to vote. I still don't understand why it is as difficult as some say it is. Get a driver's license, for God's sakes. Have some ID so you can prove who you are. It's nonsense. All this other stuff is complete nonsense. Political bickering over something that is just common sense, as far as I can see, anyway. It's to the point of being pretty annoying when people have, you have the ability to get yourself, if it means anything to you, to be an American and to have the right to vote, then be able to prove who you are. Why is that so difficult? Although I don't know that you and I have ever argued about it, I don't see how this is a rocket science.
It's almost a cultural issue of, you know, whether you have ID or you don't or you do have it and you don't carry it. This is my only anecdotal story about this, and this was a choice, but when I worked at Sirius XM before I was on the air, I was in the talent wrangling department, so all the guests who came in, I had to deal with all them. Well, that's what they call it. But every single rap act that came in could never get into the building because it's post 9/11 and you have to have photo ID, and none of the rappers ever carried photo ID. And I literally asked one of them why that was, and it was because if they get arrested and they have a gun on them or they have drugs on them, that they don't have an ID, so they just give a fake name. And that's literally like, that's a whole contingent of our country does that, and it's all minorities because they already feel targeted by the police. There's all kinds of profiling that happens.
I don't buy it.
So there is profiling.
Well, no question about that.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I don't agree with it, but because the law is you're supposed to have identification on you, so.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying is, like, that is a thing that's probably never going to go away as long as minorities don't trust the police.
All right. Speaking of not trusting the police, let's move down to El Paso, where a police officer placed on desk duty after a cell phone video showing him pulling a gun on a group of children was posted on Facebook. According to the police department, the officer was responding to a criminal trespass call. A video of the incident, however, has been viewed millions of times. As the camera begins rolling, it's the middle of an altercation in front of a community center where a group of young people are shouting insults at the police officer who's holding a young man against a fence. He tells the children to back up and uses a pretty gross suggestion, mother blanker, pulls his gun out, points at them before he puts it back in his holster. Not smart. All the while, he's pinning the boy's head against a stone column with his knee. So then a second officer shows up, drags the boy onto the road where he's handcuffed. The boy's brother, who is filming the event, is grabbed, handcuffed, when the police see him filming. That's when the brother's mother, Elizabeth Flores, takes the phone, continues the video. As the police approaches her, she runs away. The first officer yells after her, saying he knows where she lives. What a bunch of stupid morons. Don't they train them in El Paso or any place else to know? I mean, this is 2018. People have cameras. People are going to film stuff. Clean up your act. What is it that needs to be taught? How are these people that badly trained that they don't know what to do in a circumstance like this? And now, in this circumstance, do the police feel threatened because the kids were taunting them, and so you get up your gun?
The problem was the police weren't taunting, or the kids weren't taunting the police until the cop grabbed this one little boy and had his head shoved against the cement pillar. That's when they started saying, "You're assaulting him, you're assaulting him," and they're yelling at him, and then it just escalates from that point on. Yeah. I don't know what exactly the call was for, if kids were. I don't know. I don't, and that's what there's an investigation.
Yeah, right.
So there's going to be an investigation for that. But it just seems that, like, what reason would a cop need to pull his gun on a group of kids? It doesn't make any sense.
And then to call them mother blankers.
Oh, I know. I know. I watched the video. I don't really see how you can come up with a defense for the cops in this one.
Well, but it's, again, back to the training and all of the stuff that's necessary in this modern era to deal with stuff so you don't dig yourself into a hole. It's a tough job, no question about it. That's why I say over and over and over again, we need to better pay police, train them better, and there need to be fewer of them. Because they just the culture in our country is really poisoned in many areas. One of them is New York. Here's a nice story, though, from Brookhaven, which is on Long Island. You know where Brookhaven is?
I don't. Really know Long Island, though. So.
Okay. Anyway, youngster coping with the sudden loss of her father got a wonderful gesture from the local fire department. John Pulitzos served the Terryville Fire Department 50 years, known for his infectious smile, was the chief of the fire. And he was also a father to a young lady named Kara. He died of a heart attack, 67 years old, just for his daughter's senior prom. He was there when I picked out my dress, she said. The youngster, the daughter, said he was going to wait in the car. And she said, come on in. And so he helped her pick out the dress. But anyway, the bottom line is the firefighters got into a picture and brought this girl to the dance. It was just nice, all of them, because her father couldn't do it. So I thought that was kind of cute. You know, those are the kinds of stories.
Those are the good stories.
You tell those stories. You know, does it make any difference where it happened? No. Does it make any difference what the names are? No. Does it make a difference that it happened? Yes. And so you counter the stuff with the police from El Paso with a story like that. That's what I call balance. 45 past the hour. Here's something else to balance out your life. Perfect for traveling. The beds that you sleep on in these hotels and motels, sometimes they're okay, sometimes not so okay. The pillows always are lousy. That's why they have travel pillows you can take with you when you're on the road. If you're having trouble sleeping, MyPillow.com. Go there for the travel pillows. They have roll-and-go travel pillows. They have some of the smaller travel pillows. For heaven's sakes, bring your own regular pillow with you. I'll never forget my sister, when she was a kid, we used to go on the train out to see my grandfather, and she'd bring her pillow with her. I think there's a lot of youngsters sometimes have we have a blanket, you got a pillow that you like, it makes you feel secure. So whatever it is, they have pillows for children at MyPillow.com, pillows for every need, mattresses, bedding, all the stuff, even a pet bed. You, if you have trouble falling asleep, will love what we have as a special this month from MyPillow.com. Buy one pillow at the regular price, and the second one is free from now until the 1st of October. Sorry, 1st of August, not October. August 1st, the offer expires. Always something going on at MyPillow.com. Go there, use the promo code DJV, and save lots of money on all the things in the catalog. Most comfortable pillow in the world. Get one now at the regular price. Second one is free. Get it at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get a couple of names in the news together here. Tab Hunter, who was in every single movie and TV show that existed in the beginning, the era of TV, 50s, 60s, a lot of those Warner Brothers shows. He was gay, and it was the first one to come out as gay. He dated Anthony Perkins, who was the star of Psycho, passed away at the age of 86. A lot of tributes coming in for him, about him, that sort of thing. He was one of those fabulously good-looking guys the women all loved, and he didn't love any women. It's one of those. And the women got really upset, got angry at
really?
Because he was gay. Yeah. Speaking of getting angry, Johnny Depp punched somebody on the set of a film he's making called City of Lies. That's always a good way to get along well, win friends, influence people. I don't like the what somebody told him he couldn't stay operating.
And their permit, after, you know, ran o'clock. Out of time, and he apparently was not happy about it because he was directing a scene, so he punched him a few times, and now he's getting sued for it. So
we'll see
how that ends.
Okay. Not well, probably. Yeah, 5 seconds.
All right, George Clooney has been released from the hospital. He was on a scooter. He got hit by a Mercedes in Italy, but he's okay.
Good. 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
From Spaceballs?
No.
Sounds like Spaceballs.
No. This is from 2001, A Space Odyssey, right, Chucker?
That is right, Doug.
How about that?
50 years ago, this movie was released. Can you believe that?
I don't. It's a weird movie. Have you ladies seen it, Kara?
No.
And it's weird, weird. The fella, Keir Dulay, was the star. He's a weird guy to begin with.
And the story, you know, the computer's name?
HAL 51,
yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I remember being creeped out, actually, Chucker, when I saw it.
The interesting part about this film was directed by Stanley Kubrick, who also did the Shining and Full Metal Jacket, a very talented director. But when people saw it in its time, the reaction was either absolutely fascinating or absolutely boring, depending on your
point of view. It was a long movie, tough to stay with. It was the darling of all of the intellects in Hollywood, but it was nuts. The movie was nuts.
But a good looking movie, though. It was in those days they played it on what's called 70mm screens, and it,
Cinerama, wasn't it? It was on Cinerama or CinemaScope or something like that. Yeah,
right.
Which was developed at that theater on Sunset, which is now an ArcLight theater. But you can go by. I go in there. I like to go to that theater. And it's the original Cinerama, a big round dome, and they show the big blockbusters in that theater. It's really kind of cool, actually. But I remember the Space Odyssey thing made me. I thought, oi, it's just. I thought more than oi. I just thought, wow, this is weird.
Made a lot of money, though.
I did, right? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with more movie news right after this. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so Chucker, I hear that Billy Dee Williams is going to return as Lando in the next Star Wars film.
Would you stop stealing my thunder?
Oh, no. Okay. All right, go ahead. What do you hear about Billy Dee Williams in Star Wars?
Yeah, he's going to be in the next Star Wars movie, Episode 9, which comes out next summer. Well, they got Harrison Ford back as Han. What happened? Killed him off. They bring back Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. What happens? He'll come back as a ghost. And now they're finally going back to the well, Billy Dee Williams, which I think is really cool. He should have been in one of the last two anyway, so I think that's good news.
It would have been cool to see him in The Force Awakens with Harrison Ford. That would have been great to see them
absolutely
together.
Yeah. Other news, great buzz on the latest Mission Impossible movie. I guess they did some test screenings, and word of mouth is that it's wildly entertaining. That's really awesome, considering Tom Cruise is still going strong, and some of his counterparts like Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and Bruce Willis keep making movies that go straight to DVD at the Walmart shelf. So Tom Cruise must be doing something right. One other news. Well, it's true. Every 2 weeks there's a new Nick Cage movie on the bin. So if you're a fan of it, I guess that's okay.
I went into a Walmart the other day, first time ever. One of my guys was looking for a burner phone, so we went in there. You can't find anybody I would never go in there again. Now I know why people go nuts when they go to Walmart, because you can't find anybody to work with. Can't find anybody to talk to you.
It's all self-checkout also.
Yeah, all right.
How do you like that trend? I don't like that trend.
I love that. I don't have to talk to anyone.
Really?
Right. Yeah,
yes.
There's a lady who makes her living talking. She doesn't want to talk to anybody. Great. All right, Chucker, one other tidbit.
Chris Hemsworth is begun filming on the Men in Black reboot. He plays Thor in the Marvel movies. No Will Smith, no Tommy Jones. New direction for that franchise. He's very appealing, especially in genre movies. I think he's a great Thor. And good-looking guy.
All right. And so are you, Chucker, and you're a good sound.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.